You've heard much in recent weeks about the impact the financial crisis is having on Wall Street and on Main Street. The fact is, this is a global crisis. It's touching people and businesses all over the world. In a moment, we'll go to a factory in an Indian shanty town. It's hurting as orders from America for leather items and accessories have dropped. But first, we go to Spain. It's the country where most African immigrants head first, even now when times are bad. The World's Jerry Haddon sent us this report from Barcelona.
Try telling this 25-year-old Senegalese man how tough things are in Europe. He doesn't quite see it that way. Europe is better than Africa, he says in broken Spanish. There's little work back home. The young man is living in Spain illegally, so he doesn't want to give his name. He stands in the courtyard of an abandoned industrial building in downtown Barcelona. Dozens of young African immigrants camp out here. On this afternoon, some cook rice over small fires. Inside, others watch TV or nap on dirty mattresses on the floor. The darkest corners of the building are reserved as toilets. This is not the Europe they dreamed of. Still, the European dream is very much alive back in Africa, the man from Senegal says, despite all of the economic bad news. He says, if I call my friends in Africa and tell them, listen, things aren't so good in Europe these days, they call me a liar. And they keep on coming, mainly in overcrowded wooden boats that set off from the coast of West Africa. In the first half of this year, nearly 6,000 illegal immigrants arrived in Spain. Just 2 weeks ago, a single boat carrying 230 people arrived on Spain's Canary Islands. Many of the people arrived half-starved and frozen. Red Cross workers were nearly overwhelmed. Local politicians fretted. José Antonio Batista, an elected official on the island of Tenerife, says he hopes the mega raft was a one-time occurrence. If not, he says, we'd better start worrying. Social workers like Miguel Serrano have begun worrying about something else. The latest boat to arrive carried 8 adults and 16 minors.
Ahora cada vez más vienen mujeres y niños y bebés.
He says there are more women and babies on the boats. They're trying to save their loved ones and to reunite with their husbands here. They're desperate, and there will be more and more boats arriving with dead on board. So the European Union is trying to dissuade would-be immigrants before they set sail. The EU has just opened its first migration management center in Mali. Workers at the center hope to get out the word about the dangers of the trip. The center will also serve as a job recruitment site for legal, seasonal work in Europe. For example, in agriculture. Spain already has such a center in neighboring Senegal, and it's been a success, too much so, in fact. The job center's been so overwhelmed by the unemployed that it's been forced to create a lottery system to dole out work. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.